You know, this study they just came out with, imagine you're eating the food and then you won't be hungry, which we all know is complete nonsense. Because when you imagine you're eating the food, that's when you get the hungriest. You know, I want to know your ideas on how you can, something that you can sit, when you're sitting at the table and you can imagine something that would actually make you eat less. Certainly not, you wouldn't be imagining you're eating the food you're eating.
Right.
To eat less, imagine. Finish the sentence. Phil.
Yes.
How are you?
Hey, I'm real good. It's gotten above freezing, and I'm excited. I've traveled in Asia a lot,
okay.
And Thailand is one in particular where I went to a market, and in the food market, live, in cages, they had dogs to eat.
Okay, so to eat less, imagine you're eating your dog?
Eating your dog.
All right, now I'm just saying these are techniques. He's not proposing that you eat your dog.
No, I'm not proposing that,
and, no.
I want to make this clear that
yeah.
I've never eaten a dog,
yeah.
But they have them there, and they're in the restaurants.
Okay, so if you actually think that what you're sitting down to is not a turkey dinner, but a pooch, a stuffed pooch.
I didn't say anything about cats.
No, thank you.
So I guess I better get going.
Yeah, you better get going on that.
All right, see ya.
Okay, bye. Okay, but it's a mental exercise so that you will actually eat less, because there's got to be a true way that will work, you know, not just this imagine you're eating.
Yeah.
Who is this, Jeff? Jeff,
yes.
Is it you? Hi, Jeff.
How you doing?
I'm good. Have you thought about this, Jeff?
Well, just from what you listened to the radio program, I had something come up that somebody told me a long time ago that would pretty well stop you from doing just about anything.
Okay. I'm anxious to hear it.
Yeah, he said, I forget now what we were talking about, but this thing was, if you want to get somebody a jolt, tell them to think about Margaret Thatcher wearing a red teddy.
Okay, so if you want to eat less, imagine Margaret Thatcher in a red teddy.
As your dinner companion.
Okay, that works for me.
It caused me to drop a hammer.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right.
Okay, that was very helpful. And let's see, John's probably got a good one too there in Salem, Virginia. Hey, John.
Hey, Michael.
John, have you thought, now we're talking about this idea, they came up with this study that said, you imagine that you're actually eating the food and then you won't be as hungry when you eat it, which seems to make no sense. Do you have a better way of not eating so much, eating less?
Oh, yeah. Imagine your butt hanging off the little scooter while you wheel around Walmart looking for a bag of Hobart.
All right, I want to make sure I'm quoting you right on this. Now, imagine, go ahead, say the whole thing again. Imagine your butt hanging off
the side of the little scooter while you roll around Walmart looking for a bag of ho-hos.
Because I don't want to misquote you when I use this. Good
well,
one.
This has happened. I mean, I've had people on those scooters that can't reach them, and they ask me, hey, excuse me, sir, could you reach that bag of ho-hos for me? And I'm thinking, I don't think so, huh?
Thanks, John.
Well, thank you, Michael.
Yeah.
You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Now we're getting somewhere. Now I feel like we're getting somewhere, Jim. In Pennsylvania, Tony.
Yes.
What is that town you're in there? What is it?
It's Cochranton.
Oh, Cochranton.
Yes, you got it.
Okay, yeah, second time.
A lot of people do mispronounce that, and like Cochranton and things like that. But
there's a lot of good names in Pennsylvania, though, I've noticed.
Yeah. Very interesting names. Yeah.
Tony, to eat less, what would you do?
Well, this might be especially effective when you're eating at a restaurant.
Okay.
You can imagine that your food has been spit in by the cook.
Because odds are about even, probably.
Yeah, so if you start to think about that and you let your imagination get a hold of it, you probably would stop eating.
Yeah, especially if you're eating at like Long John Spittles or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Good one, Tony.
That might not work at home.
Have you worked in a restaurant?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, so you know of which you speak here.
I have never, nor would I ever, spit in any food or drink or anything. I'd probably throw up just thinking.
Yeah, unless, of course, a police officer was sitting at the counter.
I don't know.
Okay, I'm just testing it, Tony. I'm not saying you've done that. I'm just testing it. Thanks, Tony.
Thanks.
Good advice. See, now these are more reasonable than what they came up with, because I don't think that one's true at all. And Pat's on the line from Akron. Pat.
Hey.
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 I'm headed to the Chinese buffet right now.
Oh, you are.
I'm going to practice some of these things, I think.
Which one are you going to? See, go to a buffet, you're going to want to get as much as, I mean, there's the buffet mentality sets in.
Yeah, well, actually, I'm kind of over that right now with this program, so I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So, but one, I do two different things. It depends.
Yeah.
One thing that has been effective for me, if there's greasy or rich food,
mm-hmm.
I imagine lard being injected into my veins and going right to my stomach and my heart, and it has worked.
You must be fun to be around, Pat, like at an office
sure
party
I am,
or something.
Yeah, well, it stopped me from eating that wonderful Barberton chicken more than once.
Okay.
But the other thing is to imagine the pimply-faced teenager preparing your food has not washed his hands.
Ew.
So that all works. It works.
Okay, and you say you're going to the buffet right now?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, bon appetit, Pat.
Thank you.
All right. One more from Don here. He's in the, is it Giles?
It's Giles. Hey.
It is Giles.
How you doing?
Hey, it's Don.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
It's been too long, Don.
It has been too long.
Yeah. Are you a buff? You're a buffet kind of guy, aren't you, Don?
You know, I actually own a food restaurant.
And, oh, yeah.
We have got some tasty creations.
A food restaurant as opposed to what kind of a restaurant, Don?
Well, that's a good question, Mike.
Yeah, okay.
But we actually have food in our restaurant.
Okay.
Yeah, so you know that. But anyways, I love to come up with great items that you think about, and it almost makes you full when you're just thinking about it.
Right? Such as?
The Monster Chili Cheese Dog Wrap. you take the sausage, you cut it down the middle, you put the little pink weenie in there, and then you wrap it up with chili and cheese in a giant-sized steak-em, and then you wrap that with three slices of bacon, fix it with a couple of toothpicks, throw it in a deep-fat fryer, and oh, man, you've got some joy.
Yeah.
And it's you know, no carbs, so you can eat a lot of them.
It sounds great, Don, but how would that help you eat less?
That's a good question.
Yeah, that's not the business you're in, right? So what do you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Don, what is the name of your place down there in Giles?
Oh, it's Don the Don's Fish Shack and Monster Dog Emporium.
Okay, okay. So just think about what's going on down there. That could stop a lot of people in their tracks, probably.
Exactly. Oh, but, and by the way, those pimply-faced teenagers in the back, they don't wash their hands.
Yeah. Thanks, Don.
You're welcome.
A pleasure. Thank you all. And we always close with Don because we can't really follow him.